"You do understand you may never walk again?" he asked with a southern drawl I found strangely irritating. "No, I don't." "No, you don't?" "No, I do not understand, because I am going to walk again," I told him, trying to ignore the pain in my spine as I sat up in the fucking wheelchair. He sighed, sitting up on the edge of the chair across from me. "Mr. Emerson," I held my hand up, "let me stop you right here because it's been a long day for me. Since I left the hospital, I've met with 8 rehabilitation specialists, all of them saying the same thing. They wish to improve my quality of life and ease my pain. None of them seemed to really believe I could regain the use of my legs. I don't think it even crossed their minds that my quality of life depends on me walking. So, Mr. Kent, spare me. Either you believe I can walk and will help me achieve that, or you don't. Which is it?" His brown eyes stared at me for the longest time. He shook his head before a small smile graced his lips. "Apparently, you're used to getting your way." "Always and in everything," I nodded. "I'm still waiting for an answer." "Fine." He stood up, rolling up his sleeves. "I'm not going to guarantee anything, but I will devote myself to making sure you walk again, even if your body hates me for it." "What are you doing?" I questioned when he reached behind me, grabbing onto the handles of my wheelchair. "Is everything all right in here?" My mother's heels clicked on the marble floor as she came around the corner with a tray of iced teas in her hands. I lifted my eyebrow at that. Her black hair was cut short, just barely touching her shoulders, and she traded a suit for a casual shirt and jeans. It had been a little over 2 weeks since I left the hospital, since I left them, and tried not to think about it. I couldn't, not until I was better. My mother was reinventing herself. She left politics and officially filed for a divorce from my father, who was currently being prosecuted for his involvement in the Governor McDowell scandal. She now spent her time hovering over me. "The gym is down the hall to your right," my mother pointed, balancing the tray with one hand. He let go of the chair, reached over, and drank the glass she most likely brought for him. "Thank you, ma'am," he nodded politely, and I fought the urge to roll my eyes. "She's not the one hiring you," I reminded him. He turned back to me. "I can see you and I are going to butt heads." "Don't take it personally. I've been told I've got a resting asshole personality," I smirked. Wes often said it was like he was torn between being annoyed and turned on. "No, I don't think of him. Not now." "Glad to know it's not just me." "Thanks again, ma'am. I'll be moving in tomorrow," he said to my mother. "Moving in?" I asked when he started to push me down the hall. "Yes, moving in, making sure you don't do anything stupid like trying to work out on your own and that you are eating and stretching properly. I've become your new BFF, Mr. Emerson." "I'm leaping for joy," I muttered, bored. I still didn't remember hiring him, but I liked his approach. He was in, and so was I. He gave a long whistle when we stepped into the state-of-the-art gym my mother rushed to have set up, but he wasn't looking at the equipment. He was looking at the view outside the floor-to-ceiling windows. The fog hadn't yet cleared over the city, but you could see the Space Needle and the mountains in the distance just peeking up in the horizon. "Do you often get distracted, Mr. Kent?" I asked. "Not often, but on occasion when there is something worth my attention. Like the view of Seattle from a multi-million-dollar home gym. You should take a moment to appreciate it, too. You're here. You didn't die in the accident. You have a second chance. Do your motivational speeches come with the package?" Finally, he turned around with a frown on his lips. "You're really going to make this difficult?" "I'm in a wheelchair," I snapped angrily. "When I look out that window, all I see is a city that is not my own and people I do not care about. The faster I heal, the faster I can leave this jail and go back to where I'm supposed to be.